Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 25 of the government shutdown, and SNAP benefits that help people buy food are set to run out next month. The Department of Agriculture says it will not tap into a $5 billion supplemental fund to keep those benefits flowing. In Pittsburgh, Jennifer Hudson Vitale says her family restaurant will deliver at least 500 free meals for Thanksgiving and says she's noticing more people in need.
Everyone should be entitled to food, especially during the holidays.
Members of the military are getting paid after President Trump says an anonymous supporter donated $130 million for that purpose. He is en route to Asia for his week-long trip. He has ordered a USS Ford aircraft carrier strike group to the Caribbean as the U.S. continues to strike alleged drug boats. It has not offered evidence that these boats are being used to transport drugs into the United States. This is ABC News. Consumer prices were up 3% last month compared to a year ago. That's good news for economists who were expecting a steeper increase. But ABC's Mike Dubusky says some experts are still spotting areas of concern.
Costs related to elder care spiked last month. KPMG chief economist Diane Swonk tells ABC News at least some of that can be attributed to the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.
Elder care went up at its fastest pace for one single month on record. That is where immigration plays an outsized role in filling those jobs in home elder care.
Another issue is that there are more older Americans. Those over 65 grew nearly five times faster than the total population, according to the 2020 census. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries represents parts of New York City, but he had declined to weigh in on the city's mayor's race. Now just weeks away, he said Friday he is endorsing the Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
October 23rd marks the start of Red Ribbon Week, a national drug prevention awareness campaign supporting youth and adults. The Richland Hospital and Clinics joins the work of Partners for Prevention in helping take a stand for our future. Saying no to drugs isn't just a choice. It's a commitment to your dreams, your health, and your community. Join millions across the country in celebrating a drug-free life.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Why Connect Wireless is a local brand you trust for unbeatable reliability and value. Bring your favorite phone and number with you and enjoy seamless coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network. Get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Backed by a local team that's always here for you. With Why Connect Wireless, you get the 5G network you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless. Local, reliable, connected.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, just a little bit cloudy for today as a weak disturbance drifts in from eastern Minnesota and northern Iowa. There's been some reports of very light rain and drizzle associated with that out toward the Mississippi River, and that'll gradually slide southeast. So just trace amounts or maybe a few hundredths of an inch possible through early afternoon, then it should move away. We might even see some glimmers of sunshine late today. Lots of sunshine expected tomorrow. Should be a nice day, although a touch breezy. Staying mild and dry for Monday. Then a low pressure system over the plains will push some moisture toward us, bringing a good chance of some rain up through at least far west and southern Wisconsin Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Right now looks like maybe a few tenths of an inch or less. Behind that, things will dry out again Wednesday through Friday of this upcoming week, with temperatures still hovering a few degrees above normal. Here's that forecast for today. Mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle through the early afternoon, then breaks of sun late with a high near 52, southeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy to clear tonight on the cool side, low about 36. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and warmer, a bit breezy as well, high close to 61, wind from the east-southeast at 8 to 15. Sunday night clear to partly cloudy, low 37. Monday partly cloudy, continued mild and breezy, high about 59 degrees. As we head into Tuesday, cloudy skies, a 50% chance of light rain, low 38 with a high of 53. Wednesday maybe some drizzle early, partial clearing by midday, low in the upper 30s with a high of 55. Thursday partly cloudy and pleasant, low 34 with a high of 57. And Friday partly cloudy and breezy, low 37 with a high 55. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at 33 degrees, that following our low of 28 and our high yesterday of 57. 1 year ago, it was 60 and 38 for extremes. The record high in 1963 was 83, the record low 14 in 1969. The sun will set today at 6:03, rise tomorrow morning at 7:29. No precipitation to report yet today, and none yesterday. We have an east-northeast wind up to 3 miles per hour, and the barometric pressure is back on the decline, down to 30.35. Mostly cloudy skies currently, following a high yesterday of 57 and a morning low of 28. We're at 33 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Second down, man in motion. There's a fake handoff to Jones. Klein is going to air one. He's got a man. Plumlee has got a step and a touchdown. River Valley. Hey, nice job, play.
Good morning. This sports report is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. It was a round one matchup on the radio last night in WIAA high school football. Phil Nee was there to take a look at River Valley and Durand, Arkansas.
The season came to an end for the River Valley football team. Visiting Durand, Arkansas, won a first-round WIAA game 40-21 at River Valley Friday night. The game was close at halftime with the Panthers leading 14-7. They would score three times in the third quarter to build a lead they would not look back from. The Blackhawks finished the season with a record of 6-4, having lost the last three games of the season. They earned the fourth seed and hosted the fifth-seeded Panthers on Friday night. The game was scoreless after the first quarter. River Valley missed a 39-yard field goal in the first 12 minutes. Durand, Arkansas scored two touchdowns in the second quarter. Quarterback Brett Breiding threw a touchdown pass to Jackson Pickler and threw the two-point conversion to William Wiesenbeck. Breidung later threw a 12-yard strike to Ian Havens to make it 14-0. River Valley returned the ensuing kickoff 85 yards for a touchdown. Caden Plumlee gave the Blackhawks some fire and momentum with that special team score, and the River Valley defense made a key stop at the end of the first half. Leading 14-7, the Panthers would score three times in the third quarter to put the game away. Brett Breiding threw a pass play that covered 33 yards and a catch by William Wiesenbeck. Jackson Pickler intercepted a pass and returned it 32 yards for a pick six, and Ian Havens ran for six from 11 yards out. River Valley struck back with a Lucas Klein pass play to Caden Plumlee that covered 23 yards. The final Panthers score was a Breidung to Dylan Berger 17-yard strike to make it 40-14 with 7:50 left. The final tally came from River Valley lineman Trey Metcalf, who was called upon to run the ball, and he took it into the end zone from 1 yard out. Ron Osborne was good on all three of his extra point kicks for River Valley. With the 40-21 victory, Durand, Arkansas now will move on in the Division 5 bracket and will play number one seed Grantsburg, which defeated Laconia Friday night 38-9. 20 seniors play their final high school football games for River Valley in the first round playoff loss. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from last night, 11-player round one football Division 7.
Wasika Steuben ended Ithaca's season 30-14. It was Hilbert over Pittsville 35-8. Number 1 Blackhawk Warren, Illinois, an 8-6 win over River Ridge. 4th-seeded Brookwood hosted 5th-seeded Cashton, and Cashton pitched the shutout 17-0. Roncalli 40, Royal 8, a win for Coleman over Randolph 44-6. Potosi-Cassville 42, Cambria-Friesland 8, Johnson Creek with a 48-7 win over Clear Lake. In Division 6, Fenimore 50, Mineral Point 7. Darlington rolled Melrose Mindoro 55-14. A win for Bangor over Marshall 54-27. Mondovi a 41-6 win over Abbotsford. Division 5 Richland Center season came to an end at the hands of Stratford 41-9. Prairie du Chien 50, Westfield 6. It will be Grantsburg taking on Durand, Arkansas, who defeated River Valley last night. Grantsburg ended Laconia's season 38-9. Amherst 42, Lancaster 14, Brilliant a 28-21 win over Watertown Luther Prep. New Glarus a shutout over Clinton 43-0, and Racine Lutheran 36, Milwaukee Science 8. Division 4, Platteville with a shutout against Lodi. It was an upset 37-30, Osceola 33, Ellsworth 6. West Salem, another upset on the night over Berlin 48-20. Little Chute held serve against Ripon 40-2. In Division 3, Mount Hoar Barneveld 31-7 over Wausau East. Burlington upsetting New Berlin Eisenhower 26-14. It was Pewaukee with an upset over the third-seeded Sauk Prairie Eagles 31-10. Onalaska 34, Menominee 31. Reedsburg with the victory in D3 49-24 over Waterford, and Edgewood 35, Rhinelander 7. 8-player round 2 football, North Crawford 60, Hurley 12. Gilman a 55-8 win against Owen Withy, and Oakfield over Belmont 32-26. Final game of the night, Sevastopol 50, Marion Tigerton 16 in an upset. The Richland Center volleyball team will play at Luther tonight in the third level of the regionals, and at the same time, the Hornets boys soccer team will be playing at Amherst, also in a regional championship. Phil Nee talked to Richland Center head coach Tom Stadler.
Richland Center soccer coach Tom Stadler joins us. Tom, it was quite a win on Thursday night. Tell me about the victory against Aquinas.
Well, Phil, we are thrilled to have beaten a very good Aquinas team 5-2. After losing 4-2 previously in the year, it was great to come out ahead.
What put you over the top in that one?
Well, it was a team effort. We have a senior, Giovanni Cerna, who scored a pivotal penalty kick. We have an exchange student from Spain, Lucas, who scored the first two goals of the game. A sophomore, Connor Stoltz, and a junior, Sean Adams, who all found the net. So it was a real team effort.
It does wonders for the program when you get a victory like that and those younger guys see that. This had to be just a really nice win for the program in general, wasn't it?
It's a wonderful thing for a program, Phil, to have a win in the state tournament. It was a very joyous bus ride home. I think they sang every word to every song they knew.
Well, tell me, what have you learned about Amherst that you'll be playing tonight at 7?
Amherst is going to be a good team. They haven't lost this year a lot. They've won most of their games, and we expect them to be very competitive. They played Arcadia, the other top team in our sectional, and they tied. And so it's going to be a tough match.
What do the Hornets have to do? Worry about yourselves?
That's right. We have to play our game, stick to it, bring that good energy, end of the season energy to the game. And, I like to say that you have to have the power of the pass. You know, you got to move the ball in soccer.
And you've got cooler weather than just a week or so ago. Does that help the team a little bit?
Well, with a 7 p.m. game, it's going to be starting to drop down in temperature. And, it sometimes can be a difference maker. If the other team isn't as prepared, maybe that will be an edge.
Sounds good. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us, Tom. Good luck as you get ready for the regional championship tonight in Amherst.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you for the coverage.
Tom Stadler, head coach of the Richland Center soccer team. Good luck to them tonight.
And the Richland Center Ithaca boys cross country team won the sectional championship in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday and will be advancing on to the state competition next Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids. It's the first time at state since 1972. Phil Nee talked last night with Eric Mindum, who is the head coach of the state-bound Richland Center Ithaca cross country team.
Richland Center Ithaca goes to state after a sectional championship boys win at Wisconsin Rapids. Joining us on the line is head coach Eric Mindum. Eric, did you feel the team had a good shot going into Friday's race?
I did. I think we felt pretty confident going into the race. The boys ran really well all year long. It was just a matter of putting it together one more time and running for each other and leaving it all out on the course.
Some really incredible scores. So what did you have, four in the top 20?
Yeah, we were right where we wanted to be, right where we needed to be. Mauston, credit to them, they ran an incredible race. I think all of their guys probably ran personal best or season best times. So, it was definitely a fight throughout the race, and Dodge Point was right in the mix as well, as they always are. So, it felt like 1 through 7, we really needed to fight for positioning there.
So just about everybody that that took part, they scored points. Everything helps, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, when you have guys, teammates that even if they don't show up on the scorecard, they're pushing the guy in front of them, or they're jumping in ahead of somebody from another team, pushing that team score up. So it all adds up. It all counts.
Looking at some of the scores, man, Owen Dreyer, your freshman, that's an incredible score to take first place, isn't it?
Yeah, to have a freshman step in and compete the way he does is just beyond impressive. I was looking through the results, and you know, if you take Owen out, it's senior, senior, junior, junior, senior, and so on. And to have a freshman come in and compete with those older kids like that just speaks to the level of talent and the hard work that he puts in all year long.
That being said, your upperclassmen did very well too, didn't they?
They did. Clayton Lee and Ryan Stadler, this will be their third trip to states. They're guys that always race well this time of year and put it together when it counts the most. And Robert Budden and Kieran and Culver, seniors as well. They made a lot of sacrifices in the off season and during the season just to get to this position. And really happy for those guys. Felt like they ran a really great race today too.
Must have been a happy bus ride home, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably as full of a bus ride as we've had all year.
Well, history making. You told me it had been since 1972 for Richland Center the last time a team went to state, right?
That's right, yeah, so 53 years, that's quite a while ago.
Do the kids know about that? I mean, do they kind of use that as a little bit of motivation?
They have. That's something, as our boys team has kind of been on the cusp the last few years, that we've talked about, that it's been a long time, and we felt like this group, the senior class especially, had the talent to do it. It was really just a matter of putting in the work in the off season and staying healthy and executing that when it counts.
Well, you've had individuals there, but having the whole group there, it's a whole different practice this week, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be fun this week where normally it's just about a guy or two or three if you're lucky, and have a whole team there that's got something to compete for, something to go and work for, and they're already talking about their goals for this next week and hoping that they can put together a good race and the state championship meet.
Right, you're going to need as good as you did at Wisconsin Rapids Sectional and maybe even better then too, right?
Well, that's the hope. We're going to see the best teams in the state, and we're confident. We feel like we can run with any of them, and we're going to go there and give it our best shot.
Good deal. So you celebrate a little bit this weekend before you get back to work Monday then, right?
Yeah. We'll celebrate. We'll start scouting and seeing what we need to do and putting together a race plan. But, definitely going to take a moment and celebrate this. This was a long time coming.
And what time will you run next Saturday?
Yeah, the Division II boys race will be at 12:35 at Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Well, we'll be talking about that this week. Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. This is a big thing for Richland Center and Ithaca.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, and thank you to the community for their support.
Eric Mindum joining us here on WRCO Sports.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd and Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
It is time for another Town Taxi Triple Play.
Jeez, dramatic much?
What do you mean? That's my Hank Gray impression.
Dad.
Need a ride? Call the double T's.
Call Town Taxi at 647-3114 today.
Beep, 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 beep.
Our Triple Play, we're looking back at hit TV shows from the CBS Television Network.
Oh boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more. The law will allow.
Some food and up through the ground come a bubbling crude oil, that is black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is swimming pools, movie stars,
the Beverly Hillbillies.
It's hit TV shows of the 1970s, 80s, and late 60s from the CBS Television Network. We're going to close it down with J.R. Ewing in Dallas. That's going to do it for our Town Taxi Triple Play. We close it down with Dallas Prime Movers next.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local. WRCO.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary. When the weather is inclement, it's the perfect time to freshen up your home with a brand new look. Get those walls ready for the holidays with Harris Professional Painting. Whether it's your living room, kitchen, or the whole house, Harris brings quality, care, and a flawless finish to every job. Fully insured and offering free estimates, you can relax knowing your project's in good hands. Call Harris Professional Painting today at 608-604-8336 and give your home the gift of color this winter.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens mower and chainsaw blades, all knives and scissors, including hunting knives. I'm open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4, at 130 South Central Avenue, next to Belltone. Find me on Facebook at Affordable Sharpening or call 608-604-0230.
There is an old saying, the only constant in life is change. The Medicare annual open enrollment period is upon us, and there will most likely be some changes to your plan. If you have any questions or concerns about your Medicare plan, call your local agent, John Johnson. 608-332-0067 to schedule an appointment to review your 2026 plan options.
Good morning and welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center and on WRCO.com. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising, services for hire, and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses or home businesses and is not intended for individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may list up to three items, give one telephone number, and call only once during each show. Advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. Prime Mover today is sponsored by Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, and All American Do-It Center. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in a moment when Prime Mover continues from WRCO-FM.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good morning, Prime Mover shoppers. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we now use X-ray technology to test your gold or silver when you sell your precious metals and jewelry to us. This way we can tell you how pure your gold or silver is with precision accuracy. Need some cash, or do you want to trade your old jewelry, coins, or watches for some new jewelry? Often we pay out thousands of dollars just for a few pieces of old jewelry or coins. At the time of this recording, gold is over $3,200 per ounce. Sell to us and be confident of what you're selling. Open today until 1, 9 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Get cash today at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
I think we need to talk to the folks at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, that X-ray technology. We could test everything on Prime Mover. We could test the frame of a car. We could, yeah, probably not a great idea, but stop down and let them know you heard them on Prime Mover. All right, we are set for the show. That means we need to find caller number one right now. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have a...
Okay, we have a really bad connection. If you're on a cell phone, maybe try moving just a little bit, but we could not hear you. But we're going to try it again. We're going to see if we have you a little better now. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you. Let's go for it.
Okay. I have a yard machine, which is made by HomeLight. It's electric start, 24-inch plumbing width. Six forward, back. I paid $500 for it. I would like to get $300 out of it.
Okay.
Number is 608-545-0006.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call. Not the best connection, but we were able to get all the details we needed. It's a yard machine snowblower, 24-inch swath, forward and reverse gears, and electric start. 545-0006. Caller number two, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. I have for sale fine grassy hay, no rain, baled dry. It's stored in a continuous plastic wrap. And also I have a gravity box, a big gravity box with a heavy-duty wagon. And then I have a three-point blade for a tractor. And they can call 608-647-4868.
Sounds great. You have yourself a good weekend, and thank you for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye. Caller number two has fine grassy hay available, no rain, baled dry. They also have a gravity box on a heavy-duty wagon and a three-point blade for a tractor. 647-4868. Caller number three, good morning. You are up next on the show.
Good morning. I want to tell you about two different events happening in Reedsburg this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, there's an estate sale at the Lions JC's building in Nishan Park. Saturday is 9 to 4, and Sunday is 10 to 4. Four or five families, big estate sale, lots of great stuff. Saturday items are 25% off, and Sunday items are 50% off.
Okay.
The second event is Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Reedsburg Public Library. An author named Frank Ginther will present his book, The Life and Times of Dawn Manor. It's about the Dawn Manor that was built in Newport, that's Lake Delton, okay, in 1855. It's a free event, and it starts at 1 o'clock at the Reedsburg Library.
Sounds great. We appreciate you telling us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. Great to hear from our Sauk County and especially Reedsburg friends every week on Prime Mover. A couple of events going on this weekend in the Reedsburg area today and tomorrow. An estate sale at the Lions JC building. That's at Nishan Park. 9 to 4 today, 10 to 4 tomorrow. And then Sunday tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Reedsburg Public Library, a free event. Frank Ginther, an author, will tell about his book, Life and Times of Dawn Manor. Again, that event is free to attend. Caller number four, good morning and welcome to Prime Mover.
Morning, Adam.
Boy, lucky to get in this early.
Hey, we got you in, though, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I've got an end-of-season sale here. The first thing I have for sale is a 2006 Kawasaki 1600. It's a cruiser, big bike. when it was new, it was over $10,600, asking $3,500. This bike only has a little over 12,000 original miles on it. It looks like new. It's got a new battery in it. It's blue and silver. It's got a couple of really nice additions, windshield, pipes, saddlebag, new leather seat, and it's ready to go. And then I have a bike also that I bought new in 18 or 19. It's a Kawasaki 900. It looks like the old Z1, yet it's a modern bike, so it's got modern brakes and suspension. It's really good fuel economy, over 50 miles per gallon. I just turned over 5,000 miles on it. Beautiful condition. That bike I paid $10,000 for, and I'm asking $6,500 for it.
Okay.
Called a ZR 900. Also, I have a car for sale. It's a 2014 Lincoln Mark Z as a Zebra. It's a bright red. It's got a black leather interior, all original. I just put new tires on it. This car has never seen salt or snow, so there's no rust on it. I was asking $10,000. I'll consider $9,500 for it. My phone is 414-651-7227. Again,
Yep, we got the number, and we do appreciate the call. And you have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah, thank you. Caller number four has an 06 Kawasaki 1600cc Cruiser, 12,000 original miles. Looks like new, new battery. Lots of nice styling on there. 2019 Kawasaki ZR900. It has the old Z1 styling, retro look, brand new technology with the bike. Just a few years old, 5,000 miles on that. And a 2014 Lincoln Mark Z, red in color, black leather interior, new tires, ready to go. 414-651-7227. Let's get caller number five live on the show today. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO. How can I help you?
Hey, I got an electric bench type chainsaw chain sharpener, just like brand new, like $150 for that. I got an older 3-point hitch blade, like $50 for that. And I got a two-wheel pull-type cart that's pulled behind a lawnmower or ATV. I'd like $50 for that. Phone number, 574-2452.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call, and you enjoy your Saturday.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Caller number five has an electric bench-style chain saw chain sharpener, an older 3-point blade, and a two-wheel pull-type cart. You can pull behind like a mower, maybe an ATV. 574-2452 if you need any more information. Hey, don't forget a couple of things. First of all, at 9:40 this morning, we will have Prime Mover Sports. We'll take a look back at high school football. A lot of our area teams, they ran into some buzzsaws last night. We'll have details on that. We'll also look at soccer and volleyball and cross-country information. So it's a jam-packed Prime Mover Sports at 9:40. Also remember, there is the Simons Pumpkin Fest run going on today. So if you're out driving around, remember you're going to see a lot of extra people on the roadways. The runners are going to be out. So just take a little extra caution and a little extra time this morning as we celebrate Pumpkin Fest. Simons getting into the fray as well with their Simons Recreation Complex Pumpkin Fest run today. Back to Prime Mover and caller number six. Good morning. You are live on the air.
Good morning, Adam. I have a Toro PowerMax 824 OE snowblower for sale. Been fully serviced, has a new carburetor on it. It's ready to blow snow for $400 or best offer. I have a John Deere snowblower for a tractor. $100 or best offer. And I also have a Wisco Industrial Pizza Oven made in Oregon, Wisconsin for $100 or best offer. 574-0021.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye. Caller number 6 has a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's an 824OE, recently serviced, ready to go. Also a John Deere snowblower for a tractor and a Wisco brand industrial pizza oven made right in Oregon, Wisconsin. 574-0021. Let's welcome caller number 7 to the radio right now. Good morning and welcome to Prime Mover.
Yes, this morning I have a couch for sale for $20 from a pet-friendly home. I have a hoverboard and a double turntable. It's like for a DJ kind of thing for $100. My phone number is 608-475-2098.
All right.
Call after the show.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call. Caller number 7 has a couch for sale. They're selling a hoverboard and also a double turntable if you need to replace one, or maybe you want to become a DJ. Maybe you just want to do some record scratching and some turning. Give them a call at 475-2098. They ask that you call after today's show. You are caller number 8. Good morning. You're live on Prime Mover.
Good morning. This morning I got a small snowblower for sale. It's a Tecumseh engine, like a 2.5, 2-horse. I just had it running the other day, but it needs a carburetor work. I'd like to have $50 for best offer. 383-1105 in Richland Center.
Sounds great. Thank you for the call, and you have a good Saturday.
Thank you.
Caller number 8 has a small snowblower, has the Tecumseh engine on it, 2 or 2.5 horsepower. They had it running, but it's going to need some carburetor work. They're asking $50 for best offer at 383-1105. You are caller number 9. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Yeah, I'm calling in for another party and stuff. Her name is Diane. That she's got 2 cats. Their house, they can see in the house.
Okay, we are losing you right now. We have a very digitized connection. Try moving around a little bit so we can get a better connection with your cell phone. So we have the 2 house cats, and then that's the last thing we heard. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. They're a giveaway.
Okay.
Her phone number is 647-4688.
Sounds great. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We were, and I'm not sure if maybe some atmospheric conditions are hitting cell phones, but I will tell you, we were able to get the information. Diane has a couple of cats to give away, their house cats. If you're looking for a kitty or two, 647-4688 and ask for Diane. Caller 10, we've hit double digits. Good morning. You're now on the show.
Yeah, I got a wheel weight for a lawnmower, and I got a bunch of tools and bunch of gas cans I want to get rid of. 583-2711.
Sounds great. Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
Will do. Bye-bye. A wheel weight for a lawnmower. They also have a bunch of tools and a bunch of gas cans available. You can get all the information by calling 583-2711. Speaking of 11, that's you. Caller number 11. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a 96 Dodge pickup for sale. Four-wheel drive, runs, works fine. A little rusty. $1,000 to haul it. I also have a 25-ton log splitter Cub Cadet. It's done exactly 3 pickup loads. It's practically new. $1,200. Phone number is 608-574-2204.
Sounds great. Thank you for the call, and you have yourself a good weekend.
You too.
Will do. Bye-bye. Caller number 11 has a 96 Dodge Ram they're looking to sell. It's 4x4. It runs and goes, has some rust, pretty rusty, $1,000, and you're in a truck. And then they also have for sale a 25-ton log splitter. It's a Cub Cadet. It's pretty much like new, and they're asking $1,200. The phone number 574-2204. Caller number 12, good morning. You're live on WRCO's Prime Mover.
Good morning. I have for sale this morning 4 36x48 insulated windows. They slide to the side. I'm asking $150 or best offer. I also have a 2011 Crossroads fifth wheel camper. It has 3 slides and it's in excellent condition. I'm asking $12,500 for that or best offer. And I have two dishwashers, $50 each. The number to call is 739-2059. If you don't reach me, just leave me a message.
Sounds great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Number 12 has four windows. They're insulated windows. They're 36 by 48. They slide to the side, and they're looking for $150 or best offer. 2011 Crossroads, fifth wheel camper, three slide outs, $12.5 or best offer. Two dishwashers, $50 each, and the phone number is 739-2059. Caller number 13, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. I have to give away a kayak. It's an older kayak, and the number to call is 608-604-9254. And there's also a canoe, but I'm not sure if that one is actually river-worthy or not.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. Appreciate the call. Yeah, bye-bye. Still time to get on the water. They have an older kayak to give away, and also they'll throw a canoe in, although they're not sure if the canoe is water-worthy or not. But you can find out. Give them a call. 604-9254 for caller number 13. Well, Bobby G. Rice is coming home to play. That's going on a little later today. We will check in and see about all the concert details in 30 seconds after this message from the Richland Locker. And then after that, Prime Mover continues. Your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away on WRCO-FM.
Fall savings are sizzling at Richland Locker, but only while supplies last. Stock up with 10-pound tubes of 8119 ground chuck, just $49 each or $4.90 a pound. Center cut pork shoulder roasts are only $3.48 a pound, perfect for your next slow-cooked meal. And don't miss the deli deals. Herb and garlic chicken for $7.98 a pound and sliced Munster cheese, just $5.48 a pound. So hurry into Richland Locker, where great taste and great value go hand in hand while supplies last. Richland Locker, hometown flavor fresh every time.
Bobby G. Rice returns home for a concert on October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Through the years, 30 Billboard charted country hits and a one-time CMA nominated Male Vocalist of the Year.
You lay so easy on my mind.
Bobby G. Rice live at the Richland Center City Auditorium, Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or at the door. Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center, Saturday, October 25th. Join us as we welcome Bobby G. Rice back home.
Standing on the mountain, looking down on the city. The way I feel is a doggone pity.
Legendary country artist Bobby G. Rice, Saturday, October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy the show while sitting in the all-new comfortable seats in the refurbished auditorium.
That is going on today. You can get all the details. Just head over to thecityauditorium.com. You can find the City Auditorium Facebook site as well. Glad to have Bobby G. Rice back in the area. And that interview he did with Phil, that was really, really good. I'm not sure if you had a chance to hear that earlier this week, but he talked about he's working with new artists and just everything he's got going on. Age is not slowing him down, and he'll tell you about that as well. And you'll see that when you head to that performance today, Bobby G. Rice at the City Auditorium. All right, caller number 14, let's get back to Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. I've got two things. One, I like to put in on. They have safe trick or treat at Pine Valley today from 1 to 3:30.
And you said that's going on today, correct?
Today, yes.
Okay.
From 1 to 3:30, and also. I have some toy tractors for sale yet, so give me a call at 608-712-2501.
Okay. Sounds great. We appreciate the call.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, you bet, Rodney. Have a good weekend. Trick or treat. It's a safe trick or treat going on today at Pine Valley Community Village from 1 until 3:30. Always a great time. Get some candy, see some folks, and enjoy that safe trick or treating. Also, caller 14 had some toy tractors for sale. If you're interested, it's 712-2501, and that is caller number 14. We would love to have you be caller number 15. It's pretty simple. 608-647-4155 if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or tell us about some events you have coming up as well. There is our latest caller, number 15. Good morning. Welcome to the radio.
Good morning. I've got a large electric mortar mixer for sale for $300, a 2004 Dodge Dakota four-wheel drive with a transmission issue, $300, and a 1950 Z Minneapolis with cultivators for $650. They can reach me at 608-985-7479. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1950s Minneapolis Z with cultivators available. Also, a 2004 Dodge Dakota 4x4 has a tranny issue. And then a large electric mortar mixer at 985-7479. Thanks for calling up WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning. You are number 16.
Good morning. I have for sale a 2015 Chevy Silverado. It's a Z71. I'm the sole owner of it. It's got 81,000 miles on it, and it's in excellent shape. And then I'm looking for some older international flat cultivator shields. And the only other thing I'm looking for is a 6.5-foot flatbed box to go on a short bed truck. And my number is 608-778-7421. Thank you.
Okay, and the older slat cultivator shields, what model was that for?
Well, it's an international.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an international flat shields. They are pretty universal.
Okay.
They'll work on a rear mount versus and a front mount.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Caller 16 has a 2015 one owner with 81,000 miles Chevy Silverado Z71 in excellent shape. Looking for some international, older international slat cultivator shields. As he said, they're pretty universal. You can call and figure out if you have what they need. And then looking for a 6.5-foot flatbed box that'll fit on a short box truck. 778-7421. At the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, we will have a look at your weekend forecast. That according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. And right now, let's find out what caller 17 has. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Good morning. I've got a Massey Ferguson 165 gas with new brakes, rebuilt clutch, dual hydraulic, no multipower, 8-speed. I'd like $3,500 for it. Runs really good. Make a good bale mover in the winter. I got a wood burner with a blower, good shop heater. It's got tin all around for blowing air around the shop. I want $50 for that. And I've got a Briggs & Stratton self-propelled lawnmower engine. The self-propelled for the... It's a long shaft for running a self-propelled mower. I want $25 for that.
Okay.
And my number is 608-538-3939. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. We appreciate your call. Have a great weekend. A Massey Ferguson 165 gas tractor, new brakes, rebuilt clutch, $3,500, and it runs good. A wood burner with a blower would make a great shop burner. And then a Briggs & Stratton self-propelled lawnmower engine. It has a long shaft to drive the self-propelled unit as well. 583-3939. Thank you for joining us on WRCO. Good morning. You are number 18.
Good morning. I got for sale a floor safe on wheels, a wooden gun cabinet that holds 10 guns, and a deer hauling cart on 608-629-5680.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Caller number 18 has a floor safe. It's on wheels. They have a 10-gun gun cabinet and then a deer hauling cart available as well. And that phone number is 629-5680 out in the Reedstown area. Caller number 19, you're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a load of red oak firewood for sale. It's on a 8x14-foot dump trailer. And I will sell this wood very reasonable. My number is 608-475-1481.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Number 19 would like to sell a load of red oak firewood. It's on an 8x14 dump trailer, and they're going to let this go reasonably today at 475-1481. You are caller number 20. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Actually, I'm caller 17 calling you back because when you repeated my number for the Massey 165 and shop heater.
Yep, we have 5383939.
Yeah, and I think you said 583.
Well, we have 5383939 down here. So if we misspoke on that, caller 17, everybody, 5383939. All right, we're going to step away for a quick timeout. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast, and we will find caller number 20 when Prime Mover continues. This is Prime Mover from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Time to hear from some of our great sponsors, including J&J Recycling and Salvage, Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Jones Chevrolet, and All American Do-It Center.
A stylish new ThermoTrue front entry door from All American Do It Center can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single doors, double doors, or ones with side lights come in a variety of colors and designs. They are the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals and carry outstanding warranties. Just ask the building materials team for ThermoTrue entry doors at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked.